到约翰福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John.
John 福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
第六节
Verse 6
约翰十四章第六节
John 14 verse 6
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去
Jesus said to him I am the way and the truth and the life No one comes to the Father but through me
前面一章十三章第三十六节
And the previous chapter
西门彼得问耶稣说主往哪里去耶稣回答说我所去的地方你现在不能跟我去后来却要跟我去
Simon Peter said to him Lord where are you going Jesus answered where I go you cannot follow me now but you shall follow later
第十四章第五节
Chapter 14 verse 5
多马对他说主啊我们不知道你往哪里去怎么知道那条路呢
Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?
我们低头再一点简单的祷告。
Let us bow our heads for further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你为我们预备的这一次美好的聚会。
Lord, we want to thank you for giving us such a wonderful time to meet.
是你召聚我们这些儿女聚在你的脚前。
You have called your children to gather before your feet.
主啊，但愿我们珍惜宝贵你所给我们这一段的时间
May we truly treasure this time that you have given us
也许有的人生下来就是为着这个礼拜
Maybe there are those who are even born for this day
主啊我们仰望你但愿你在这个特会里面你所要得着的能完全得着
Lord we ask that what you can gain in this meeting that you would gain it all
我们所祷告的叫你的心能够得着满足
And our prayer is that your heart would be satisfied
既然你召聚我们
Since you have called us,
既然你恩待我们
since you have been gracious to us,
既然到如今你仍旧没有放弃我们
and since you have never let us go,
证明你爱我们
it proves that you love us.
不管我们的光景如何
no matter what our situation is,
靠着你的宝血靠着你的恩典我们能再一次来到你的面前
by your blood, by your grace, we can come before your presence
愿你的爱再征服我们
May your love indeed conquer us.
但愿这个礼拜是来到至圣所的一个礼拜。
So that this day we can come into the Holy of Holies.
但这个礼拜乃是来到变化山上的一个礼拜。
That this week we can come to the Mount of Transfiguration.
主啊，我们求你显出你的荣耀。
Lord, we pray that you would show us your glory.
我们带着我们的难处，带着我们的羞耻。
We bring our difficulties, even our shame.
我们也带着我们的软弱。
We bring our weaknesses.
我们仰望你怜悯我们。
Because we look for your mercy.
我们承认我们是没有路的人。
We confess that we are people of no
way. 我们侍奉你，我们也爱你。
We serve you, we love you.
但是我们爱到没有路。
But we love to a point where we have no way.
我们也侍奉到没有路。
We serve to a point where there's no way.
主啊，我们要承认说我们没有路。
We have to confess we have no way.
但是感谢主，你的话告诉我们你就是道路。
But we thank you, Lord, that your word says you are the
way. 只要我们来到你面前。
As long as we come before your presence.
我们就有路。
We have a way.
只要我们来到你面前，我们就得着真理。
When we come before your presence, we have the truth.
只要我们来到你面前，我们遇见生命。
When we come before the presence, we see the Spirit.
主啊，但愿我们是空手来，我们能饱满地回去。
We come empty-handed, but we can go back full.
但愿我们像几个博士一样，我们遇见你以后就不再从原处回去。
May we be like those magi who, when they met you, did not go back the same way.
主啊，我们求你紧紧地得住。
Lord, we just pray that you would gain us.
做人所不能做的事。
Do something that man cannot do.
如果没有你的同在，这些话有什么用？
If you do not have your presence, what good are these words?
所以我们求你。
So we pray.
再一次把你的笑脸赏给我们。
Lord, do show us your smiley face.
让我们真遇见你。
So that we can meet you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 感谢主，这一次我们有一次机会一同聚在一起。
We thank the Lord for this opportunity to be gathered once again.
我们知道，自从1983年以后，今年应该是第26年，这一次算是第16届的这样的特会。
We know that since 1983, this after 26 years, this is the 16th meeting.
这26年来，在远东的弟兄姊妹们。
out of these 26 years, the brothers and sisters here in the Far East,
特别有侍奉的弟兄姊妹,
especially those who in service,
他们约好,
we have this gathering together once or twice a year. Once every 1 or 2 years.
我们都是爱主的人,
and we are all those who love the Lord.
我们也都是侍奉主的人,
and we are those who serve the Lord.
所以我们聚在一起,
so when we gather together, we would like to seek the Lord's face.
但愿主能够为着他自己的见证,
and may the Lord, for His testimony's sake,
不只叫我们来侍奉他,
not only allow us to serve,
而且我们能侍奉神的旨意,
but may serve His purpose,
能行走在他的道路上,
and may we walk in His way.
时间过得非常,
time does go by fast.
26个春天跟秋天都过去了,
26 springs and summers.
但主今天仍旧聚集我们在这里,
but the Lord has gathered us together.
我们知道年轻的一代有的已经被主兴起来了,
we know that many of those in the younger generation have been lifted by the Lord.
如果主迟延的话,
and if the Lord is to tarry,
我们相信在主回来以前,
we believe before His return,
他要得着他心意中的教会,
He will gain His church.
人会失败,
man will fail.
人会软弱,
man is weak.
我们多有失败, 多有软弱,
and we indeed are weak and we do fail.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
但因着这样的聚会, 叫我们重新能够鼓舞起来,
even in a meeting like this, we can be encouraged together.
那今年特会的主题是, 以基督为中心的侍奉,
the theme of this conference this year is Christ-centered service.
我们主要就是根据刚才所读的一段圣经,
and we are basing it according to the theme verse.
耶稣说, 我是道路, 真理,
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we want to, through three different aspects, see this great thing.
那么在下午的时候, 我们康登弟兄要特别提到以基督为道路的侍奉,
and in the afternoon, our brother Condon is going to share service according to Christ as the way.
早晨的时候, 江守道丁要提起以基督为生命的侍奉,
and in the morning, our brother Kong will share on the service and the power of Christ of life.
那晚上是我的责任, 讲到以基督为真理的侍奉,
and in the evening, my responsibility is service based on Christ, the truth.
那么讲到以基督为真理的侍奉,
when we speak of service based on Christ, the truth,
这个题目实在是太大了,
this theme indeed is very big.
就是我个人在主面前寻求的结果,
and the result of my seeking before the Lord,
也许就把它浓缩在约翰福音这一卷的书里,
and maybe I condensed it into the Gospel of John.
因为讲的真理,
because when you speak of truth,
我们知道在圣经里面, 没有一个人讲真理, 像约翰一样,
we know that in the Bible, nobody speaks clearer about the truth than John.
因为讲的真理, 是原文希腊原文运用了三个字,
because in the Greek, the word truth uses three words.
一个是名词, 两个是形容词,
one is a noun and two adjectives.
名词就是我们普通所说的真理,
and noun is the truth that we speak of.
但是讲的真理的时候, 它有两个重点,
but when we speak of the truth, there are two main emphases.
这就是为什么希腊文里面用两个形容词来形容它,
and therefore there are two adjectives used in the Bible.
那么一个形容词呢, 就是真和假的那个真,
and one of the adjectives is used as in the comparison of true and false.
这是一个字,
that's one word.
还有一个字,
another word,
两个都真,
they are all truth,
但有一个是实体, 另外一个是影子,
one is a substance and one, the other one is a shadow.
我们如果仔细读约翰福音, 我们应该慢慢就会明白到底圣灵怎么用这些字。
So if we read the Gospel of John, we can see how the Holy Spirit uses these two words.
那讲了真理这个字, 全本新约一共用了109次。
So when we speak of this word truth, the whole New Testament speaks of truth 109 times.
约翰福音用了25次。
In the Gospel of John, it's mentioned 25 times. In the Epistles of John, it's mentioned 20 times.
所以总共是45次。
It is mentioned, and he mentions that 45 times in total.
所以差不多是一半的样子。
He mentions half of the words truth mentioned in the New Testament.
名词真理来说的。
And that's the word, the noun.
那么讲的真假的真那个字。
So when we speak of the word, the adjective between true or false.
新约圣经一共用了26次。
The New Testament uses it 26 times.
那约翰的福音书信和启示录就总共用了17次。
And in the Gospel and Epistles and the Revelation of John, he uses it or he mentions it 17 times.
那最稀奇的就是那个真不是假，乃是指着实际来说的。
So that true is not falsehood. It is actually speaking of reality.
主说, 我们知道他是真光。
We know that he is the true light.
约翰也讲到真的粮食。
John also says he is the true bread.
主说我是真葡萄树。
And the Lord says I'm the true vine.
这不是说其他的葡萄树是假的，不是。
It's not to say that all the other vines are fake.
这个真的葡萄树告诉我们说，原来所有的葡萄树乃是根据那个标本来创造的。
Because the true vine means that all the other vines are based on the true vine.
所有的葡萄树的故事实在是说来说到一个人的故事。
All the stories of the other vines are based on the story of one vine.
所有的葡萄经过了四个月，树经过四个月。
All the grapes, they go through 4 months.
在成长的过程里面。
As they are growing up in the maturity.
它从空中吸取水分。
They receive the water from the air.
它从土壤里面吸取水分。
They also receive the water from the earth.
这水就经过了整棵的葡萄树。
And this water goes through the entire vine.
等到葡萄树成熟的时候。
And when the vine is mature.
结果一粒一粒美丽丰满的葡萄就被放在酒榨里面。
And then you get all these clusters of grapes put into the wine press.
然后最后呢又压出酒来。
And then through the wine press there comes wine.
经过四个月。
After 4 months.
葡萄的故事是什么故事呢？
What is the story of the grape?
就是从水然后最后变成酒。
It comes from the water turns into wine.
所以你每次看见葡萄树都是把水变成酒的故事。
So when you see wine, you see the story of water turning into wine.
因为当神创造葡萄树的时候。
Because when God created the vine.
它有一个标本的。
There is one example.
我们的主是真葡萄树。
Because our Lord is the true vine.
所有的葡萄树都应该述说同样的故事。
All the vines speak of the same story.
所以主来到地上的时候。
So when the Lord came on earth.
他第一个神迹。
The first miracle.
他在几万万万分之一秒里面，他就把水变成酒。
In milliseconds, he turned water into wine.
但他说他时候没有到。
But he said, my hour has not come.
他把真的酒给我们。
He wants to give us the true wine.
所以他就等到整个世界说我们的酒用尽了。
And then he had to wait until the whole earth said, our wine is used up.
然后我们就为我们上十字架。
Then our Lord went to the cross for our sins.
那个十字架就像无情的酒榨一样。
And that cross was just like that wine press.
弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
主不止死了，他要为我们复活。
Not only our Lord died for us, but he was to raise again.
现在把他把上好的美酒赐给我们。
And he has given us the best wine.
我们都做见证说。
We can all testify.
我们蒙恩得救以后。
After we have been saved.
我们的好酒是越后面越甘甜的。
The wine indeed is sweeter at the end.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
所有葡萄树。
All the wine.
都是告诉我们主耶稣为什么要来。
Show us why Jesus had to come.
他不只做我们的救主。
Not only was he our savior.
不只为我们钉十字架。
Not only was he crucified.
他把生命要给我们。
But he gave us life.
他给了我们一条路。
He gave us a way.
那个路的终点把我们带到生命。
And the end of that way brings us life.
所以我们知道这是约翰特别给我们看见。
This is what John shows us.
那约翰所以最后用的一个字就真。真真
And the word that John uses a lot is true, true, true.
我在说不是其他葡萄是假的，不是。
It's not to say all the other vines are fake.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那个最中心的目的，最实实在在的，乃是那个真葡萄树。
The ultimate goal is that true vine.
所以这个真字一共用了23次。
So this word true.Is mentioned 23 times.
但是全本新约只不过是28次。
But in the entire New Testament, it's only mentioned 28 times.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们如果真的要知道什么叫真理，
if we want to know this matter of the truth,
我们知道约翰有话要说。
We know John has something to say about it.
圣灵感动约翰。
The Holy Spirit touched John.
这是约翰的特点。
This is John's special feature.
所以当我们读约翰的书信，当我们约翰读约翰福音，当我们读约翰的启示录的时候，
When we read the Gospel, the Epistles, and the Revelation of John,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们找到真理了。
We find the truth.
你记不记得比拉多问说真理是什么呢？
Do you remember when Pilate said, "What is the truth?"
他问了以后，他没有耳朵要听。
After he asked, he really didn't want to hear an answer.
他只是喜欢问问题。
He just wanted to ask the question.
这学家们喜欢问问题。
And all the philosophers want to ask the question.
这学家们问说真理是什么？
Philosophers ask, what is truth?
他们从来不回答问题。
But they never answer the question.
许多哲学家到现在没有给我们答案。
Today, even many philosophers have not given us an answer.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主说，我是道路、真理、 The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以因着这个缘故,
For this reason,
如果我们来读约翰福音的话,
if we are to read the Gospel of
God, 我想在约翰福音整本的约翰福音书里面,
I believe that throughout all the writings of John,
能给我们看见一点点什么叫做真理,
we can see this matter of I am the truth.
那讲到这段话的时候,
when we speak of this,
我想我们要稍微做一点解释,
we have to do some certain explanations,
尤其为着年轻的弟兄姊妹,
especially for the younger brothers and sisters.
我们知道这句话, 我是道路, 真理生命,
when we read this, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这是自从有人类有历史以来,
ever since mankind's history,
也许这是最伟大的一句话里面的一个,
this might be one of the greatest phrases ever uttered.
只有主耶稣这样说过,
only the Lord Jesus said this.
他说我是道路,
I am the way and the truth and the life.
苏格拉底,
Socrates,
亚里士多德,
Aristotle,
孔子也好, 孟子也好,
Confucius or Mencius,
这些人能告诉我们那路在什么地方,
they can show us where the way is.
让我来指明道路给你,
they can point out the way.
他们可以告诉你什么叫做真理,
they can tell you what the truth is.
他们从来没有说他们是真理,
they never said they were the truth.
他们告诉你说怎样能够得到生命,
they will tell you how to gain life.
根据他们的理论, 他们知道该怎样得到生命,
according to their understanding how to gain life.
但是没有一个人,
but no one,
你去读历史,
you can read history,
没有一个人可以说我是道路, 是真理, 是生命,
no one in history said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
光凭这句话,
just according to this
phrase, 我们就能证明约翰所要给我们看见,
we can prove what John wants to show us.
整本的约翰福音给我们看见主耶稣乃是神的儿子,
the entire gospel of John shows us that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以我们的主说, 我是道路, 真理, 生命,
so our Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
在主之外, 没有道路,
outside of the Lord, there is no way.
在主之外没有生命,
outside of the Lord, there is no life.
在主之外也没有真理,
outside of the Lord, there is no truth.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天如果我们要找路的话,
if we are to find a way,
那个路不只是一条路, 那个路根本就是一个人,
that way is not just a way, it is a person.
那个路乃是生命的道路,
that way is the way of life.
那个道路, 那个路乃是真理的道路,
that way is the way of truth.
不止如此,
not only that,
如果你要找真理的话,
if you want to find the truth,
真理不光是一个真理,
the truth is not just truth,
真理不光只是一个思想,
truth is not just a thought,
真理乃是个人,
truth is a person.
如果你没有碰到那个人,
if you have not touched that person,
纵使你有一个很伟大的思想,
even though you have a great thought,
纵使你是个哲学家,
even though you are a great philosopher,
你不知道真理是什么,
but you do not know what the truth is.
不止如此,
not only that,
讲到真理的时候,
when you speak of the truth,
这个真理一定给你道路的,
this truth will show you the way.
而真理的结果一定把生命显给我们,
and the result of the truth is to show us the life.
哪里有真理,
wherever there is truth,
哪里就有生命,
then there is life.
那不止如此,
not only that,
自从人堕落犯罪以后,
ever since man sinned and failed,
你看见人就和生命树的路完全隔绝,
then man was cut apart from the way of the tree of life.
从此以后,
ever since then,
伊甸园永远地离开我们,
Eden forever departed from us.
我们就失去了乐园,
and we lost the paradise.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
我们蒙恩得救以后,
after we were saved,
你看见今天我们能来到生命树的跟前,
we can come before the tree of life.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们都知道,
because we all know,
约翰告诉我们说,
John told us,
主耶稣在一个园子里面被钉在十字架上,
because he was nailed to the cross in the garden.
而彼得告诉我们,
and Peter tells us,
他被挂在树上,
he hung on the tree.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
十字架乃是棵树,
the cross is a tree.
园当中有一棵树,
and there in the garden is a tree.
主为我们钉在十字架上,
our Lord was crucified for us.
对于我们的主是十字架是羞辱,
for us, for the Lord, the cross was shame.
对于我们来说,
but for us,
那是我们的生命树,
that is our tree of life.
当你接受耶稣基督做你的救主的时候,
when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior,
感谢主,
thank the Lord,
我们就接受了生命树,
we have accepted and received the tree of life.
因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
我们的乐园重新回来了,
our paradise is restored.
不止如此,
not only that,
弟兄姊妹, 现在我们能来到生命树的跟前,
and now we can come before the tree of life.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
自从人堕落犯罪以后,
ever since man fell,
人与神不知道离开有多远,
We do not know the distance that separated man and God.
我们离开生命不知道有多远。
We have been separated very far from life.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在因着他是我们的道路。
Because he is our way.
所以他也是我们的真理。
He is our truth.
他也是我们的生命。
He is our life.
讲到生命的背后
When we speak of the background of life,
那不是生命
not only life,
那个生命给你一条道路
but that life brings you away,
不止生命给你一条道路
that life not only shows you a way,
那个生命永远不能和真理分开
that life is never separated from the truth,
感谢主
thank the Lord,
我们的主说
the Lord
他是道路真理和生命
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
但是当主说这句话的时候
but when the Lord spoke these words,
他不是公开的说的
he didn't speak it in public,
他是对多马说的
He spoke it to Thomas.
而且前不久他对彼得说了一番的话
And actually before that he spoke to Peter.
所以我们如果要明白这句话
If we are to understand this phrase
我们要把整个的背景把它弄清楚
We need to be clear about the background.
没有错
True.
这句话全世界都听见了
The whole world heard these words.
我们传福音的时候
When we preach the gospel
我们要告诉全世界
We tell the whole world.
我们的主不只是道路他是真理也是生命
We tell the whole world that our Lord is not only the way, the truth, but also the life.
但是为什么主在这里说这段话呢
But why did the Lord speak these words?
主对多马说的
He spoke them to Thomas.
主不只对多马说的
Not only to Thomas.
主也对彼得说的
He spoke them to Peter.
多马曾经怀疑主
Thomas once doubted the Lord.
多马对彼得曾经否认主。
Peter once denied the Lord.
当彼得逃走的时候，门徒们通通跟着逃走。
When Peter fled, all the disciples fled.
彼得倒下来，大家通通倒下来了。
When Peter fell, all of them fell.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？主乃是对门徒说这一番话。
The Lord is speaking these words to the disciples.
这些门徒们真是爱主。
These disciples truly love the Lord.
多马就非常的爱主。
Thomas really loved the Lord.
他知道到耶路撒冷非常的危险。
He knew that going to Jerusalem was very dangerous.
若是死，我们与他同死吧。
If we were to die, let us die.
他有个感觉像以斯帖的感觉一样。
He had the same feeling as Esther.
If I perish, I perish. 若是死，我若死了，就死了吧。
If I perish, I perish.
弟兄姊妹，你看多马，他爱他的主。
You see how much Thomas loved the Lord.
所以为着主的缘故，他的命都愿意为主死。
And for the Lord's sake, he was willing to give up his life.
彼得也是这样。
Peter likewise.
就是众人这样说，我也不可能不承认你。
But even though everyone says this, I will not deny you.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 他们爱主是真的。
He truly loved the Lord.
当他们说那句话的时候是千真万确的。
When they said those words, they really meant it.
弟兄姊妹这些人爱主。
These people love the Lord.
而且要跟从主。
They want to follow the Lord.
所以当彼得问主的时候
So when Peter asked,
主你往哪里去
He says, where are you going?
耶稣回答说我所去的地方你现在不能跟我去
And Jesus says, the place I go, you cannot go now.
主知道彼得不只问主说你要往哪里去
The Lord knew that Peter not only asked him, where are you going?
我要跟你去
He says, I want to go with you.
主说你现在不能跟我去
But the Lord says, you cannot come with me now.
所以主问那个问题不是好奇彼得问那个问题不光不是好奇
Because when Peter asked that question, it was just not out of curiosity.
他要跟随主
He wants to follow the Lord.
他记得刚刚遇见主的时候
When he first met the Lord,
主对他们说来跟从我
He said, the Lord said, follow me.
跟从我什么意思呢
What does follow me mean?
意思是和我一同上路
It means come with me.
你们都是没有路的人
It's because I have a way, you don't.
我有一条路
I have a way.
你们和我一同上路
And then you come on this way with me.
所以弟兄姊妹从那天开始
From that day on,
彼得也好约翰也好
Whether it be Peter or John,
就开始跟随了我们的
They followed our Lord.
尤其是约翰听见说看哪、啊、神的羔羊
And especially when John heard, behold the Lamb of God.
结果他们就跟随了羔羊
And they followed the Lamb.
从此有羔羊无论往哪里去他们都跟随
So from thenceforth, wherever the Lamb went, they went.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗现在他们跟随主已经快三年半了
And now they followed the Lord for almost 3.5 years.
他们知道主快要走了
They know the Lord is about to leave.
那是最后的晚餐
And it is at the last supper.
而且犹大刚刚离开
And Judas has just left.
他就要卖我们的主了
He's about to betray our Lord.
我们的主是公义的太阳
Our Lord is that righteous sun.
现在太阳很快就要下山
That sun is about to come down.
所以老约翰当他回忆那段故事的时候
So when old John was reminiscing about this picture.
一听说一看犹大一出去以后
When he saw that Judas was leaving.
约翰说那时候就是夜间了
And then John said that time was night.
所以从那天开始对约翰来讲 乃是个漫长的黑夜。
So from that time on, it was complete darkness.
你看见吗？虽然约翰快一百岁了，
Even though John was almost 100 years old,
在跟随主这几十年里面，
After following the Lord many years,
太阳从来没有升起过。
The sun had never risen before.
所以等到这个约等到等到犹大一离开，
So when Judas left,
我们的主就怎么说呢？
What did our Lord say?
他说小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在。
He said, My children, I am but with you but some time.
后来你们要找我。
Then you ought to look for me.
但我所去的地方你们不能到。
But the place I go, you cannot come.
这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。
I spoke these words to the Jews, and I speak it to you now.
然后彼得就问说。
And then Peter asked.
耶稣问耶稣，主，你往哪里去？
He said, Lord, where are you going?
其实这个中间主插了一段话。
And actually, the Lord actually, had an intercepting word in
there.
Because the Lord was to leave.
所以他说，我赐给你们一条新命令。
He said, I give you a new commandment.
乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
That you love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Even as I have loved you, you love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心。
If you have a heart that loves one another.
众人因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples.
这个世界怎么知道我们是主的门徒呢？
How does this world know that we are their disciples?
只要我们能够彼此相爱。
As long as we love one another.
我们的主要离开门徒了。
Our Lord is about to leave the disciples.
主知道什么事要发生。
The Lord knew what was happening.
主知道将来教会有什么事要发生。
The Lord knew what was going to happen to the church.
所以主说，我赐给你们一条新命令。
So the Lord said, I give you a new command.
要你们彼此相爱。
That you love one another.
是怎么相爱呢？
How do you love one another?
我怎么爱你们？
How I love you.
你们就要怎样相爱？
That is how you love one another.
我爱你们是没有条件的。
I love you unconditionally.
我爱仇敌。
I love my enemy.
你们也要爱仇敌。
You are to love your enemy.
你们也应该彼此相爱。
You need to love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心。
If you have the heart of loving one another.
你们说为主做见证。
And you are to be a
你们说传福音，
and you preach the gospel.
你们传什么福音？
What gospel do you preach?
不是告诉人说我们是主的门徒吗？
Are you telling them that we are his disciples?
不告诉我们说，
the Lord says,
传福音最好的方法，
the best way to preach the gospel,
最有效的方法，
the best way to preach the gospel.
众人因此认出你们是主的门徒了，
so that people will know that you are his disciples.
但这句话好像对彼得印象不深刻了。
But this as if did not make an impression on Peter's
life. 这么重大的话，彼得接下去怎么接的？
Such a great word. What did Peter follow this by saying?
主往哪里去？
He says, Lord, where are you going?
所以这句话是接着我们的主说，这话我曾经对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。
So this is followed by what he says. What I said to the Jews, I now say to you also.
所以你知道吗？主耶稣讲那句话好像没有听见一样。
And these words is as if Peter didn't hear them.
我们都听见过这个话。
We've heard them.
好像没有听见过一样。
But it's as if we completely missed the point.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们的问题就是主那个问题。
So our question is the Lord's question.
所以他说，主往哪里去？
He says, Lord, where are you going?
然后耶稣就回答说，
And Jesus answered,
我所去的地方你现在不能跟我去。
Where I go, you cannot follow me now.
后来却要跟我去。
But you shall follow later.
主对犹太人说了两次。
The Lord spoke these words to the Jews twice.
主对门徒说了一次。
And he spoke these words to the disciples
once. 这三次大概门徒都在场的。
All these three times the disciples were present.
这三次主都说得清清楚楚，他要去了。
All three times the Lord said he was going.
主的的确对神说。
The Lord said to God.
他曾经对神祷告说。
He prayed to God.
神啊，你给了我一个身体。
God, you have given me a body.
我来了。
I've come.
要遵行你的旨意。
Is to fulfill your purpose.
什么叫来？
What does it mean to come?
人子来，我要寻找拯救失丧的人。
And it is because the Son of Man has come to seek the man.
来是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
来是主为他预备了个身体。
Come means the Lord prepared him a body.
来什么意思呢？
What does come mean?
来就是道成肉身。
Come means to become flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹，主说我来了。
He said, I came.
但是到了有一个时候。
But one time.
主对犹太人说。
The Lord told the Jews.
我要去了。
I will go.
主不只说来，
the Lord said, not only did I come,
他去，
but I will go.
如果他不去，
if he does not
我们就不能来到他面前，
then we cannot come before his presence.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
来是件太重要的事了。
To come is very important.
主的来到地上就是要让我们来到他面前。
The Lord's coming onto earth is so that we can come before him.
但是问题在这里，
but here's the issue.
人记得道成肉身，
the people remember the word became flesh.
人知道主怎么来到地上，
People remember how the Lord came to earth.
但人忘记了,
but people forget.
我们的主来是为了要去。
Our Lord came so that he can go.
结果我们的来到他的面前,
and we come before his presence.
本来没有路的,
we had no way.
但是现在我们可以来了,
but now we can come.
要是有路在前面了,
because there is a way.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你要知道主讲这句话,
when the Lord spoke these words,
当回答彼得问题的时候,
when he responded to Peter,
他是有背景的,
there's a background.
老早主就这样说了,
from the very beginning the Lord spoke these words. When did he say these words?
就是等他要上十字架以前, 大概半年的样子,
half a year before he was crucified.
那个就是过这个祝棚节的时候,
and that was during the Feast of the Tabernacle.
你记不记得有一次主耶稣到耶路撒冷去过节?
Do you remember when our Lord went to the Feast of the Tabernacles in Jerusalem?
他起头没有去, 后来他去了。
At first he did not go, and then he went.
然后他在圣殿里面教训人,
and he taught people in the temple.
结果许多人就因着他议论纷纷,
and because of them, they were murmuring.
有人说他是好人, 有的人说他是迷惑人的,
some say there he was good, some say he was not.
结果他说了一些话,
and he spoke some words.
叫这犹太当局非常的紧张,
so that all the people, the officers of the Jews were very nervous.
他们要捉拿他,
they wanted to seize him.
所以就在那个时候,
so at that time,
我们知道约翰, 我们知道主就对那些犹太人说,
and he spoke to the
对他们说, 对他们怎么说? 他说我要去了。
He says, I am going.
那不止这样, 他对他们怎么说呢?
What else did he say?
他说我还不多的时候和你们同在。
In very short order, I will be with you.
这句话和门徒说的一模一样的。
He spoke those words similarly to the disciples.
以后就回到差我来的那里去。
Then I will come back to there which I was sent.
这话很清楚的嘛,
it is very clear.
弟兄姊妹, 他回到父那里去的嘛,
he is to return back to the Father.
这当然指着他钉十字架说的,
and that speaks of the crucifixion.
但是不止钉十字架,
but not only being crucified.
每次约翰讲了这句话的时候,
every time John speaks of these words,
指着钉十字架, 还有复活, 还有指着升天来说的,
there is the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension.
所以现在我们的主说来, 指着他道成肉身,
so when our Lord speaks of coming, it means the word became flesh.
他去, 那是指着钉十字架, 复活, 和荣耀, 升天来说的,
to go refers to the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension.
这个话是很清楚的,
this is very clear.
但是主说, 你们要找我, 却找不着,
but the Lord says, you seek me, but you do not find me.
我所在的地方, 你们不能到,
where I am, you cannot go.
犹太人就彼此问说, 这人要往哪里去, 叫我们找不着呢?
And the Jews asked, where is this man going that we cannot find him?
所以他们以为他们主耶稣到外国去,
they thought that he was going out towards the Greek land.
所以他们就问说, 你们若找我, 却找不着, 我所在的地方, 你们不能到, 这话什么意思呢?
So the fact that they could not find him, what does this phrase mean?
好, 这句话什么意思? 你看下面怎么, 故事怎么发展的?
So then you can see how the story develops.
那么主到底到哪里去呢?
Where did the Lord go?
约翰应该明白的。
John should be clear.
彼得应该明白的。
Peter should be clear.
多马应该明白的。
Thomas should be clear.
结果好像他们不明白。
But it's as if they were not clear.
三次。
Three times.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 主郑重的不止一次, 两次, 三次。
The Lord mentioned it not once, but twice, but thrice.
那么对于犹太人来讲不明白是当然的。
But of course, if the Jews don't understand it, it's okay.
但是呢, 门徒们也不明白,
but the disciples also did not understand.
然后下面就告诉我们主耶稣怎样大声说, 人若渴了, 可以到我这里来喝。
And the Lord said also, for all those, if any man thirsts, he can come to me.
然后在这段圣经讲的活水的江河,
and it speaks of the rivers of life.
这里讲到圣灵怎样降下来,
and it speaks of how the Holy Spirit descends.
讲到我们的主还没有得着荣耀,
and it speaks before he was glorified.
所以我们的主要到哪里去呢?
So where is our Lord to go?
他当然要得着荣耀,
of course he is to be glorified.
他的荣耀里去,
he wants to be glorified.
他不是为我们死,
not only die for us,
为我们复活,
not only resurrect,
也为我们升, 也为我们升天,
but also ascended for us.
复活的时候,
when he was resurrected, he breathed upon the disciples, and they received the Holy Spirit.
到了五旬节的时候,
and in the day of Pentecost,
圣灵像活水的江河, 从天上就流到地上来了,
the Holy Spirit flowed down as a river of water from heaven down to earth.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在三次里面这是第一次,
of the three times, this is the first time.
这是主说的这一番话,
when the Lord spoke these words.
到了第二天,
and then the second day,
你记不记得主耶稣在圣殿里面就遇见了犯罪的妇人,
then the Lord met the adulterous woman in the temple.
然后呢, 告诉我们说他就是世上的光。
And he told us he is the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走。
And the one who follows me shall no longer be in darkness.
要得着生命的光。
But shall gain the life of light.
然后这个时候 the light of light. 圣经告诉我们说
And then the Bible tells us.
他的时候没有到。
His hour has not yet come.
其实他们要捉拿他时候没有到。
And they wanted to seize him, but the hour has not come.
约翰福音里面讲的时候就指的一个时候说的。
So when the...In John, when he speaks of hour, it speaks of one hour.
是说我们的主真的经过亚酒池。
And it is the hour of when our Lord went through the wine press.
他真的经过十字架。
When he went through the cross.
所以主耶稣接着就说。
So the Lord spoke.
我要去了。
Says I shall go.
你们要找我。
You are to find me.
并且你们要死在最终我去的地方，你们不能到。第二十一节，28-29。
He said, therefore, I go away and you shall seek me.
然后最后他怎么总结呢？二十八节。
And then, where I'm going, you cannot come.
所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督。
And then he said, when you lift the Son of Man up, then you will know that I am Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在很清楚的。
Now very clear.
两次对犹太人说。
Twice he spoke to the Jews.
第一次他去哪里呢？
First time, where did he go?
他要得着荣耀。
He wants to be, gain glory.
他第二次怎么说呢？
The second time, when did he speak?
他要被举起来。
He has to be raised up.
我们就知道他是基督。
Then we know he is Christ.
当然指着十字架来说。
Of course, it speaks of the cross.
所以这是两次。
That is the second time.
门徒们应该懂得。
So the disciples should understand.
门徒没有懂。
But the disciples did not.
所以主就怎么说呢？
So then what did the Lord say?
主说，小子们，我还有不多的时候。
He said, little children.
与你们同在，三十三节，十三章三十三节。
Little children, I am with you a little while longer.
那么后来你们要找我，但我去的地方你们不能到。
You shall seek me, and now I know you also where I am going. You cannot come.
这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。
And as I said these to the Jews, I now say to you also.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在就再次对这些门徒说。
The Lord once again spoke to the disciples.
门徒们要跟随主。
The disciples want to follow the Lord.
当你真的跟随主的时候。
But if you follow the Lord.
你当然要侍奉主。
Of course you serve the Lord.
你不只在主的脚前。
Not only before his feet.
你也在众弟兄姊妹的脚前。
You also serve before the feet of brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，只要你能在主的脚前。
If you are willing to be before the Lord's
feet. 你一定就能在你弟兄的脚前。
Then you can indeed be before the feet
of your brothers and sisters. 不管你的弟兄伤你有多深。
No matter how much they hurt you.
不管你的弟兄给你有多少的为难。
No matter how difficult they give you.
不管你的弟兄怎样钉你十字架。
No matter how much they crucify you.
你能够在他们的脚前。
You can be before their feet.
你能服侍他们。
You can serve them.
你能为他们洗脚。
You can wash their feet.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers,
如果你要问我。
If you're to ask.
整本约翰福音有没有讲的服侍呢？
If the entire gospel of John speaks of service.
有没有讲的侍奉呢？
Does it speak of service?
讲的最清楚的就是约翰福音十三章。
John 13 is the clearest in the matter of service.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
为什么主说你们应该彼此洗脚呢？
Why did the Lord say you should wash one another's feet?
什么时候彼此洗脚就什么时候彼此相爱。
When you wash one another's feet, you love one another.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就是我们的服侍了。
This is our service.
我们如果要跟随他
If we are to follow him.
弟兄姊妹学生不能高过先生。
The servant cannot be greater than the master.
先生如何我们也如何。
However the master is, we should be.
先生已经有那个榜样我洗你们的脚。
The master already gave an example. I wash your feet.
我怎样爱你们。
How I love you.
你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
You need to love one another.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是主的话。
This is the Lord's word.
你看见吗？因为这个叫做服侍。
This is service.
我们之间如果要侍奉神的话。
If we are to serve God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们怎么叫做服侍呢？
What is service?
我们以为说只要有一个机器，有一个活动的机器就可以了。
We think that if we have a robot, then it's good enough.
有的人办教会像办学校一样。
Many people plan a church as if they plan a school.
尤其现在的 mega church.
Especially today's mega church.
你知道他们要请这个要请。这个哈佛大学或者 MIT 那些拿 MBA 的来做长老的。
And many of them want to ask Harvard and MIT professors to be their elders.
那这些是很大的团体。
This is a great organization.
所以现在你看见你要服侍这些人。
So you need to serve these people.
你忙得很。
so busy.
你也成功得很,
you're so successful.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
这个叫做服侍吗?
Does this mean service?
如果你回到约翰福音的话,
if you are to return to John,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 什么叫服侍?
What is service?
第一, 你要在主的面前,
first, you need to be before the
Lord. 我们要像玛利亚一样在主的脚前,
we need to be like Mary at his feet.
不错, 我们的心愿愿与他同死,
yes, we do want to die with him.
我们像多马一样,
we are like Tom.
我们像彼得一样,
Thomas. We're like Peter.
多马会失败,
Thomas will fail.
彼得也会失败,
Peter also will fail.
我们不知道失败了多少次,
we've all failed.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主拣选我们,
the Lord has chosen.
主要我们来服侍他,
the Lord wants us to serve.
你以为主要我们来服侍他是因为我们特别行吗?
Do you think that is because we are capable? That's why he asks us to serve.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道今天主要的是什么?
Do you know what the Lord wants today?
我们在这忙碌的时候,
we are so busy.
我们忙忙碌碌做了那么多的事,
we are so busy and do so much work.
我们结出一些果子来,
we have gained some fruit.
感谢主弟兄姊妹, 你心中得着安慰,
thank the Lord, you are comforted.
但是现在我们要问,
but now we ask,
主要的这些吗?
Is that what the Lord wants?
从前有一个真实的故事,
there's a true story.
有一个家里面有个小孩子,
there was a child and a family.
还有爸爸不在的时候,
when the father was not home,
结果呢, 他就到院子里面去玩了,
this child went to the garden to play.
这院子里面本来有很好的花园的,
the garden actually used to have many nice flowers.
结果这儿子继续把这朵花也摘起来, 那个什么又要拿掉了,
and then this child started messing around with the garden.
到了晚上的时候,
and at the end of the night,
邻居实在看不过去,
the neighbor guy was very disturbed.
就跟这个孩子的爸爸说,
and the neighbor told the child's son,
你看你的孩子把
look at this child. The child has messed up all your garden during the day.
爸爸怎么说呢?
Do you know what the father said?
他是我栽培的是我的儿子,
what I want to train and cultivate is my son, not the garden.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是侍奉特会,
this is a conference on service. We are all here to serve.
不管今天我们侍奉多少年有多少的成绩,
it doesn't matter how successful accomplishments we've had in service.
从神的眼光来看,
in God's eyes,
神的侍奉永远是高标准的侍奉,
God's service is at the highest level.
如果你知道神的标准有多高,
if you know his standard is the highest standard,
你就知道我们就有多失败,
then you know how much we fail.
你不要告诉我有多少人,
don't tell me how many people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
在世界上人越多越好,
in the world, the more people, the better.
我们的主好像没有抓住机会, 你看见吗?
It's as if the Lord misses opportunity.
那次五千个人叫五千人吃饱的时候,
when the 5,000 were fed,
他们都要拥护主耶稣做王,
they wanted him to be king.
如果主耶稣抓住机会的话,
and if the Lord had gained that opportunity,
that's the first mega church.
That would be the first mega church.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and
sisters, 给我们看见说, 什么叫做侍奉, 弟兄姊妹,
what is service?
我们巴不得主开我们的眼睛,
we ask the Lord to open our
eyes. 看见主所培养的不是我们的工作,
what the Lord is cultivating is not us.
今天如果我们真的到主面前披麻蒙灰的话,
but if we are before him and torn in sackcloth and ashes,
你知道我们这个人一面是建造了三尺, 我们拆毁了五尺,
for every 3 yards we build, we take away 5 yards.
表面上我们很成功的,
it's as if we're very successful.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 如果你真的在主面前, 在主蒙光照的话,
but if you're enlightened before our Lord,
为什么主这样拣选我们?
Why did the Lord choose you and I?
主乃是要成全我们,
it's because he wants to perfect us.
你看看, 只要我们摸过的工作, 几乎都是被我们糟蹋的,
everything that we have touched probably has been corrupted.
你知道有一个很有名的雕刻家叫米开朗基罗,
you know that there's a very famous sculptor named Michelangelo.
当他雕刻的时候,
when he was sculpting,
他常常在额头上点一个灯的,
and many times he would have a light on his forehead.
人家问他你为什么要点这个灯呢?
And many times they would ask, why would you have this light on your forehead?
他说我怕我自己的影子投在那个石头上,
he would say, I am afraid that my own shadow would be cast upon my sculpture.
结果就破坏了那个工作,
and then it would ruin my work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
看看我们今天手中的工作,
look and see our hands work.
不管多成功,
no matter how successful,
在教会里面有多少我们的影子,
how much of our shadows are in the church.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们不是真理,
we are not the truth.
我们不是道路,
we are not the way.
我们也不是生命,
we are not the life.
主的话很清楚的,
very clear in the
Bible. 所以弟兄姊妹, 这个背景是非常清楚的,
this background is very clear.
这些人要跟从主,
These want to follow the Lord.
他们跟从主不是游手好闲就不做事情，没有。
It's not as if they're not doing anything to follow the Lord.
你跟随主一定要做一些事。
They feel that they need to do something.
然后主就给你个园子，让你去整理那个葡萄园。
And then you feel the Lord will give you a garden so you can cultivate it.
你在一个地方就主给你一般的弟兄姊妹。
So at one place the Lord might give you a group of brothers.
不管多艰难。
No matter how difficult.
就感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
不在怎么样的环境底下，福音终于传出去了。
And then maybe the gospel will be preached.
当你看见一个个
And then you see all these fruit being born.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 其实主要做比这个更大的工作。
The Lord wants to do a greater work.
我们的器皿太小了。
Our vessel is so small.
你看我们不知道限制了主有多少的限制。
We limit our Lord.
所以我们才需要这样的信息, 弟兄姊妹。
So we need this type of message.
你如果不是彼得, 这个信息不是为着你的。
If you are not Peter, then this message is not for you.
你不是多马, 这个信息也不是为着你的。
If you are not Thomas, this message is not for you.
因为你比多马伟大多了。
Because you're greater than Thomas.
你比对彼得伟大多了。
You're greater than Peter.
所有服侍主的人,
All those who serve the Lord.
主拣选我们。
The Lord has
chosen.
It's not because we're capable. It's because we are not capable. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord open our eyes. There are so many difficulties in the church. It's not in the lives of brothers and sisters. It is in those servants.
所以弟兄姊妹,
when we see the Lord face to face, if you read the Old Testament, God will find and count, hold accountable those shepherds. If you are not a leader, that's fine. If you're not a shepherd, that's fine. But you're a small shepherd. He gave you the flock.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, can you hold an account to the Lord?
当世人鼓掌的时候,
when the whole world is clapping their hands,
当世人都说你做得好的时候,
when they're congratulating for doing a good job,
你有把握能把这些人带到主面前吗?
Can you be assured that you've brought these people before the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你的这个缘故,
for this reason,
给我们看见,
we see
主是对什么人说这样话的?
Who is the Lord speaking to?
主是对一个多疑的多马说这样的话,
He is speaking to somebody like Thomas.
主是对彼得说这样的话,
He is speaking to somebody like Peter.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and
sisters, 为什么?
Why?
他们需要听下面这些话,
they need to hear these words.
他们要跟从主,
they want to follow the Lord.
他们无论主往哪里, 他们都跟随,
wherever he goes, they want to follow.
他们的确有这个心愿,
they have this heart.
但这回主怎么说呢?
But what does the Lord say?
主知道他要跟,
the Lord knows that they want to follow.
我所去的地方,
but where I go,
你现在不能跟我去,
you cannot come now.
后来,
but you can come later.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers,
你看见吗? 现在你还是个罪人,
you are now still a sinner.
所以你三次否认我,
so you deny me three times.
多马也是个罪人,
Thomas also a sinner.
不过多马是个科学家,
but Thomas was a scientist.
所以在十二个门徒里面最像科学的是多马,
the one that was closely, most closely resembled a scientist was Thomas.
所以主说你把你的手探到我的肋旁来,
so the Lord said, touch my hand and my side.
你不做实验你永远不会相信的,
if you don't do an experiment, you'll never believe.
但是感谢主弟兄姊妹,
but thank the Lord.
你看见吗? 现在主对多马有话要说,
the Lord has a word for Thomas.
现在主对西门有话要说,
he has a word for Simon.
主对他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
弟兄姊妹主说, 我就是道路, 真理和生命,
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以这个路是什么路?
What is this way?
这个路当然是十字架的道路。
Of course, this way is the way of the cross.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
在这个以前,
before,
彼得当然不能去,
Peter could not follow,
多马当然不能去,
Thomas could not follow.
他们都是罪人,
they are sinners,
像我们都是罪人一样,
just like you and I.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
后来却要跟我去,
then, afterwards, you can follow.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers, sisters,
我们的主果然上了十字架,
our Lord went to that cross.
他的身体为我们裂开,
and his body was broken for us.
圣经告诉我们,幔子从上到下裂为两半,
the Bible tells us that the veil was torn from top to bottom.
他为我们开了又新又活的道路,
he opened a new and living way.
我们从幔子经过,
and we go through the veil.
我们就从他的身体经过,
his body.
我们的主身体, 祂说我来了,
he came to be hung on that cross for us.
请弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, that way never was a way. That way, the way of life never was there.
感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
等到我们的主真的到了,真的上了十字架,
but when our Lord went to that cross,
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers,
你看见吗? 一面主为我们带, 完成赎罪的功夫。
On one hand, a work of redemption.
六个钟头。
Six hours.
你看我们的主在哪里为我们做赎罪的功夫。
Our Lord was redeeming, atoning us for 6 hours.
他喊说神啊神啊你为什么离弃我。
He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
但等到最后一分钟。
But in the very last minute.
他要断气的时候。
Right before he,
就在那一刹那。
At that last moment,
在那个以前是我们主单独在那里工作。
Before our Lord was working there by himself,
他的死是救主的死。
And his death was the death of a savior.
他为你和我的缘故。
For your sake and my sake,
要裂开。
His body was to be broken.
为我们开了一条路。
He opened a new way.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
只有他有资格说我是道路。
Only he is worthy of saying I am the way.
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
我们是从幔子经过的。
We went through the veil.
所以不要忘记没有这个身体就没有这个路。
So if we do not have this body, we don't have this way.
就当然说我是道路没有错的。
He said, I am the way.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
当我们的主在十字架上
On the cross
他不只为我们死
Our Lord not only died for us
他也 died as us 也如我而死
But he also died as us
就在最后几万万万万之一秒的时候
At the very last millisecond
当他断气的时候
Right before he breathed his last breath
弟兄姊妹神老早看见
The Lord God had already seen
我们的肉体
Our flesh
我们的旧人
Our old man
一点的旧药都没有
There is no way to save it.
没有可能可以救的，没有可能的。
It's impossible to save it.
如果你的袜子破掉的话
，If your sock has a hole，
你补一，如果破一个小小洞，你补一补就可以。
If you have a small hole, you can sew it up.
如果你的袜子是空前绝后的话
，But if your sock is full of holes，
结果你就扔在垃圾桶里面。
You will then throw it away.
2000年前
2000 years ago，
神老早看见我们的旧人和我们肉体就像空前绝后的袜子一样。
The Lord saw that our old man was just like that sock full of holes.
所以当主耶稣挂在那里的时候
So when our Lord hung on the cross
彼得也挂在那里
Peter was hung there
多马也挂在那里
Thomas was hung there
保罗也挂在那里
Paul was hung there
我们也挂在那里
We were hung there
所以保罗怎么说呢
What did Paul
我与基督同钉十字架
I am crucified with Christ
现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活
It is no longer I who live but Christ in me
你记得彼得的故事吗
Do you remember the story of Peter?
不是有一次主把门徒们就带到该撒利亚腓立比的境内
Do you remember when the Lord brought the disciples into Caesarea Philippi?
我们的主从来没有这样告诉他们一些秘密
The Lord had never given and told them these type of secrets
那么这一次主亲自主告诉他们他要上耶路撒冷去
So now the Lord very clearly said I'm going to Jerusalem
结果这个彼得怎么办怎么说呢
What did Peter say?
他刚刚承认主耶稣是神的儿子
He had just declared that the Lord was the Son of God
他刚刚承认他是基督
He just declared that he was the Christ.
但是现在一听说主耶稣钉十字架了
But now that he heard he was to be crucified.
他认为基督是荣耀的
He thought that the Christ was glorious.
在他的观念里面是普通犹太人的观念
And his concept was like the concept of a Jew.
这个基督是和荣耀连在一起的
Christ was together with glory.
基督怎么可能跟十字架连在一起
How can Christ be associated with the cross?
不可能那件事
It's impossible.
所以他去劝主耶稣
So he told the Lord.
你万不可以这样
He said, don't do that.
你要可怜你自己
have pity on yourself.
弟兄姊妹我们主回过头责备他
Our Lord rebuked him.
撒旦退我后边去
Satan, get behind
me. 你是绊我脚的
You are my stumbling block.
弟兄姊妹彼得不是跟从主的吗
didn't Peter follow the Lord?
你我不是跟从主的吗
Don't you and I follow the Lord?
你知道不知道弟兄姊妹
Do you know?
许多时候主要往耶路撒冷去
Many times the Lord wants to go to Jerusalem.
这是神的意思
That is God's will.
彼得有一个意思
But Peter has his will.
彼得的意思人的意思
Peter's will is man's will.
哦不要去千万不要去你要可怜你自己
Don't go, don't go.
这个祷告是爱主的祷告
This is a prayer that loves the Lord.
爱主的祷告还有错吗
So a prayer that loves the Lord is right. If you love the Lord so much, you're still going to be a stumbling block.
弟兄姊妹，当然我们就是那个绊脚石，你看见没
？But of course we are that stumbling block.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
给我们看见为什么主说这些话。
We want to see why the Lord spoke these words.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗
？Do you understand?
为什么我们的主要上十字架
？Why did the Lord have to go to the cross?
他知道清楚的很。
He was very clear.
彼得要跟随。
Peter's to follow.
彼得要侍奉。
Peter wants to serve.
但彼得的侍奉是什么侍奉
？But what kind of service is Peter's service?
如果彼得的侍奉真是彼得的侍奉的话
，If Peter's service is truly his service,
那我相信彼得是全教会历史第一任的教皇。
So then I believe that indeed Peter is the first pope of the church.
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord,
他不是
，He is not.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Why?
因为那个本来要拦阻神旨意的彼得。
Because that Peter who was supposed to hold back the will of God.
你看见没？那个彼得，我们的主就当他死的时候，也把他和他一同钉死。
When the Lord died, Peter also was crucified with him on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白没有？
Do you understand?
就这个缘故。
For this reason.
现在主说你后来你却要跟我去。
The Lord said, you will follow me later.
现在你可以，现在我们的主怎样走十字架路，我们也走十字架的路。
How the Lord went the way of the cross, we also go.
那么怎么样走十字架的路呢？
How do we go the way of the cross?
所以主就告诉彼得他们说，
The Lord told Peter,
若有人要跟从我，
If anyone is to follow me,
就当舍己背起他十字架来跟从我。
They shall deny themselves, take up their own cross.
这什么意思呢？你读加拉太书就很清楚了。
If you read Galatians, very clear.
十字架乃是讨厌的地方。是 stumbling block.
The cross is a stumbling block.
在圣经里面，十字架原来就是绊脚石。
The cross is a stumbling block.
所以当彼得因着看见他与基督同钉十字架。
So when Peter saw that he was crucified with Christ.
他知道他自己是整个侍奉的拦阻。
He knew that he was the one holding back the servant.
所以现在他愿意从主那里接过他的十字架。
So now from the Lord he receives that cross.
承认我已经与他同钉十字架。
And he confesses that I have been crucified with Christ.
我欢喜喜的把那个绊脚石放在我的脚前。
And joyfully I put that stumbling block before me.
让那个绊脚石把我绊倒了。
So that I will stumble over that stumbling block.
我绊倒了，使神的旨意就不会倒了。
So when I stumble, God's will does not stumble.
让我倒了，弟兄姊妹，我们主就可以钉十字架了。
If I stumble, then the Lord can be crucified.
神的旨意就可以完成了。
His will can be accomplished.
如果主不钉十字架，我们通通完了。
If the Lord is not crucified, then you and I are done.
如果彼得的意思能成功，我们都完了。
If Peter's will is done, then you and I are done.
就是因为他爱主了，我们通通完了。
And because he loves the Lord, then we would have no hope.
但是感谢主，
But thank you, Lord.
十字架能做一件事。
The cross can do one thing.
能叫彼得的侍奉是基督的侍奉。
So that Peter's service is the Lord's service.
能叫彼得的侍奉是以基督的中心的侍奉。
So that his service is Christ-centered.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Do you understand?
因为这个缘故，
For this reason,
所以你这个你现在不能跟我去，后来你就要跟我去。
You cannot come now, but you can follow later.
他跟随主到了一个最后。
And he went followed the Lord to the end.
他为主殉道了。
He was martyred.
他告诉那些执行的人说。
And he told those who were
执行的人。
He told
行刑的人就是。
Those who were executed, the executors.
他告诉他们说，我不配这样与主同钉，这样钉十字架。
He says, I am not worthy of being crucified.
请你们把我倒过来钉十字架。
Please turn my cross upside down.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers, sisters,
彼得是这样到荣耀里面去的。
That is how Peter entered into
the Lord. 主的话一点都没有错。
The Lord's
word is clear. 你现在不能去。
You cannot come now.
将来能去。
But you will follow later.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当你读彼得的书信，
When you read the epistles of Peter,
当你读使徒行传的时候，
When you read the Acts,
你看见彼得的侍奉，
You see Peter's service.
乃是以基督做中心的侍奉，
It is a Christ-centered service.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
不要忘记，
Don't forget.
我是道路真理生命，
I am the way, the truth and the life.
是为着爱他的人，
It is for those who love him.
为着要侍奉主的人，
Those who want to serve him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
就是客观的真理来说，
In terms of the objective truth.
当然我们要明白客观的真理。
Yes, we need to understand the objective
truth. 我们的主怎样为我们死。
How the Lord died for us.
为我们复活。
How he was raised.
然后为我们升天。
How he ascended for us.
进到如今怎样坐在神的右边。
And how he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
有一天他还要回来。
And one day he shall return.
给我们看见神的救恩是全备的救恩。
We see his salvation is so complete.
你不明白这些。
You might not understand all this.
弟兄姊妹，我要问大家。
But I ask
you. 我们怎么服侍别人呢？
How do we serve others?
你想想看，弟兄姊妹。
Think about it.
今天所有服侍神的人。
All those who serve the Lord.
都要看见我们主是道路。
They have to see that our Lord is the way.
讲的主是道路，就是他十字架来说的。
When we speak of the way, it is the cross.
那结果我们来到神的面前。
And when we come before his presence.
结果就是主下面说，你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。
It says, if you know me, you know the Father.
从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
And now that you have known him, you have seen him.
这什么？
What does this mean?
你来到主的面，神的面前。
When you come before God's presence.
你看见神的面了。
You see his face.
弟 弟兄姊妹，你们服侍这么久，你们见过神的面吗？
You have served for so long. Have you seen God's face?
以色列人出了埃及差不多50天了。
When the people of Israel left Egypt for 50 days,
你看见神让他们过红海。
They crossed the Red Sea.
神给他们磐石流出水来。
And God gave them water out of that rock.
天上降下玛纳。
Manna came from heaven.
神亲自为他们征战。
And the Lord fought for them.
他们还没有见过神。
But they had not met God.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你如果连神的面从来没有见过,
if you have never seen the face of God, how do you know him?
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他是道路,
he is the way.
所以我们能坦然无惧来到神的面前,
so we can come boldly before his presence.
感谢主,
brothers and sisters, it's not that we can stand before him.
我们今天能够,
it is because of believing and because of his precious. Blood.
所以我们就认识他,
so now we know him.
我们只要认识他,
so we know him.
这就是永生,
and that is eternal life.
这就是生命,
that is life.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
Do you see that?
因着这个缘故, 我们就来到了生命树的泉源。
So we come before the tree of life.
不止如此,
not only that.
现在你来到至圣所,
when you come into the Holy of Holies.
普通的观念是来到圣殿里面的至圣所。
So our thought normally is the Holy of Holies in the temple.
但是根据以西结书告诉我们,
but according to Ezekiel,
等到神荣耀回来的时候,
when God's glory returns,
当我们主回来的时候,
when our Lord returns,
圣殿不只是圣殿,
the temple is not only the temple,
圣殿也变成活水的泉源,
the temple is the source of the rivers of living water.
哪里有神的宝座, 哪里有神的活水,
wherever is his throne, there is living water.
所以弟兄姊妹, 每次你侍奉, 你每次你服侍神的儿女的时候,
whenever you serve God's children,
你当然把他带到神的面前,
of course you bring them before God's presence.
带领他认识我们的主,
you bring them to know the Lord.
最要紧的, 接触了生命,
and most importantly to touch life.
他里面活过来了,
and they are revived inside.
其实基督的生命住在他们的里面,
and the life of Christ abides in them.
让他们学习顺服恩膏的教训,
so that they can be submissive and obedient to the high calling.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 你看见这些得救的真理,
this is the truth of the salvation.
所以讲到 gospel truth, 讲到福音的真理的时候,
when we speak of gospel truth,
这是我们需要知道的,
this is what we need to know.
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank you.
如果从这个背景给我们看见,
from this background we can see,
什么真理, 基督, 这个真理乃是以基督为中心的真理,
this truth is a Christ-centered truth.
弟兄姊妹, 今天真理太多了,
there's so many truths.
你看见吗? 我还记得我年, 我刚刚得救的时候,
I remember when I first was saved.
我是14岁得救。
I was saved at 14.
得救以后非常的喜乐。
So at the age of 14, I was very happy.
我本来在一个地方聚会。
I used to meet at one place.
那个地方聚会只是一个礼拜去过一次圣诞节而已。
And that place, you don't always met once every Christmas.
那么每次听到的时候就在睡觉。
And every time I listen to the sermon, I would fall asleep.
那么后来等到我得救的时候呢，我就和一般弟兄姊妹聚在一起。
But after I got saved, I started meeting with some brothers and sisters.
我觉得这里面是活的。
I felt that there was life here.
你听弟兄姊妹的祷告，你心里会跳动的。
And when you would hear their prayer, your heart would jump.
你来到饼杯的面前，你真的被爱所摸着。
And when you come before the Lord's table, you would truly be touched by His love.
我只是十几岁的孩子。
I was only my teens.
我说我们真好啊。
I said, this is so wonderful.
为什么这个聚会跟别的聚会不一样呢?
Why is this meeting so different than others?
所以我去读了很多很多的书。
So I went and read many, many books.
慢慢我才晓得了。
And then I found out.
原来这班弟兄们是完全根据圣经真理在那里聚会的。
Because these brothers and sisters were meeting according to the truth in the Bible.
那么他们的真理跟别人真理有什么不同呢?
What was different between their truth and others?
后来我归纳起来，我才晓得有四样的真理是他们。 觉得很重要的真理。
So I gathered my information. I said there was four items to the truth.
第一个是受浸的真理。
They had the truth of baptism.
第二是不病的真理。
They had the truth of the breaking of bread.
第三是蒙头的真理。
They had the truth of head covering.
第四是脱离宗派中真理。
And then the fourth is they had the truth of leaving denomination.
那我以为我都知道这个真理。
So I thought I knew all these truths.
那是我高中学校的对面有一个聚会的地方。
So in front of my high school there was a meeting place.
他们的聚会跟我们聚会很像。
And I said, well, their meeting was very similar to ours.
我们蒙头帽子黑的, 他们蒙头帽子是白的。
And their head covering was, our head covering was black, their head covering was white.
我们穿福音背心,整个的背心, 他们一个福音袋子。
And when we wore the gospel, we had a gospel robe, they had a gospel banner.
那我们叫基督聚会处, 他也叫基督聚会处。
And we said that we are a meeting hall. They also said they're a meeting hall.
所以后来我觉得很稀奇。
I said, well, this is amazing.
所以后来呢，我觉得他刚好在中学的对面。
So they were right in front of my high school.
所以我就特地找他们负责弟兄。
So I went and talked to their elders.
我根据我所知道的真理，我和他辩论。
So I went and started to discuss with them and debate with them.
我学很多东西是从杂志上学来的。
Of course, what I learned came from a lot of magazines.
像有一些杂志上面还有个题目叫宗派辩。
And then there was one magazine that said how to debate denominations.
所以呢，我以为我得到真理了。
I thought I had all the truth.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
等到我现在回过头去看的时候
when I look back,
我觉得非常的羞耻。
I feel ashamed.
这些是真理没有错。
There are truths there, yes.
但如果我们以为这个就是真理
but if we feel that that is the truth,
我们以为是教会乃是代表这些真理
and we feel that the church represents these truths,
那是个非常大的悲哀。
That is a great tragedy.
所以弟兄姊妹，等到有一天主开我的眼睛
，So when the Lord opened my eyes,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们才知道说
，We know,
事实上只有一个真理。
There is only one truth in this
world. 我们可以拥抱许多的真理。
We can embrace many truths.
我们可以离开神非常的遥远。
But we can be very distant from the Lord.
当我和那个弟兄辩得面红耳赤的时候
，When I was debating viciously with this brother,
我相信我是得胜的。
I felt I gained the victory.
但是我回过去想，我是最羞耻的。
But when I look back, I feel like I was ashamed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
所以主要开我们的眼睛。
The Lord needs to open our eyes.
给我们看见神
，to show us.
这里给我们看见主为什么说我是道路、真理、生命。
Why does the Lord say here, I am the way, the truth, and the life?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters, 主特别是为了要跟随的人说的。
The Lord wants to speak these to those who follow
him. 特别要侍奉他人说的。
Those who want to serve him.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
我们如果要侍奉的话
，If we are to serve,
要以基督做中心的侍奉。
We have to have Christ as our center.
弟兄姊妹，他既然是道路
，Even though because he is the way,
所以我们要以基督做道路这个侍奉。
So we need a Christ-centered service.
除了基督之外，没有道路。
Outside of Christ, there is no way.
除了基督之外，没有真理。
Outside of Christ, there is no truth.
除了基督之外，没有生命。
Outside of Christ, there is no life.
当然不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这并不表示圣经里没有真理了。
It doesn't mean that there's no truth in
the Bible. 有
的。Yes.
当你拥抱这些真理的时候
，When you embrace all these truths,
不见得你是活在主面前。
It doesn't mean you live before His presence.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
这一点只要我们能活在他的面前
，If we can live before His presence,
弟兄姊妹，那些真理就有它的位置。
Those truths will have their position.
不止如此
，Not only that.
你虽然述说真理。
Even though you speak of the truth,
你的灵乃是温柔的灵
but your spirit needs to be one of meekness.
你不是征服者的灵
You are not one that tries to conquer.
你们都错了，我们是对的
We are right, you're wrong.
那是个什么样的灵呢
What kind of spirit is that?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我才晓得我年轻的时候
I know that when I was young,
我常常用合一的道理，好像来做分裂的工作。
I used the theme of unity to be actually be divided.
好像就把神的儿女们分开了。
It's as if I divided the
church. 有的人说我是属保罗的。
Some say I am a Paul.
有的人说我属基法的。
Some say I am a Cephas.
你们都不够属灵。
You are not spiritual enough.
我们是属基督的。
We are of Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
只有你们是属基督的吗
？Only you are of Christ.
只有口里说属基督才属基督的吗
？Only those who say it in their mouth are they of Christ.
你眼睛张大一点，好多都是属基督的。
There are many who are of Christ.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
Lord, open our eyes.
许多时候我们说我们不是宗派。
Many times we say we are not part of any denomination.
但是我们的灵是 sectarian spirit， 我们的灵是个宗派的灵。
But we have a sectarian spirit.
需要十字架在我们上做更深的工作。
We need the deeper work of the cross.
所以这个真理不是得救的真理。
This truth is not just the gospel truth.
这个真理也是成圣的真理。
This is a truth of sanctification.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
如果我们真的看见主是道路、真理、生命
，if we see the Lord as the way, the truth, and the life，
所以主告诉我们。
The Lord will tell us.
是他的道叫我们成圣的。
It is His way that makes us sanctified.
真理叫我们成圣。
It is His truth that makes us sanctified.
真理要叫我们得着自由。
The truth will give us liberty.
我们不只听见真理的。
Not only do we hear the truth.
我们不只把人带到主的面前。
Not only do we bring them before the Lord's presence.
但是弟兄姊妹，你不只让他们看见我们的，不只看见他们脱离了罪的审判。
We see that they are that brothers and sisters are delivered from the judgment of sin.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
更要帮助弟兄姊妹怎么样脱离罪的权势。
But we also help them to be delivered from the power of
faith. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，天天靠着主过圣洁的生活。
Every day we live according to His.
所以当我们主讲了真理的时候,
when our Lord speaks of the truth,
那个真理是叫我们得到自由的,
the truth gives us liberty.
因为天父的儿子若叫我们得到自由，就真自由了。
Because if the Son of the Heavenly Father gives us freedom, we have freedom.
但一面主说真理叫你们得到自由。
And because of freedom gives you liberty.
因为主就是真理。
The Lord is the Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你明白吗?
Do you understand?
你懂了很多成圣的真理。
You understand much of the truth of sanctification. Once you finish reading all
of
it, if you memorize the spiritual man,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, these are truths, yes.
但如果你没有遇见主,
but if you have not met the Lord,
就是在你头脑里面的,
it's only in your mind.
但是约翰福音所讲真理是在我们里面的,
but John says it's in us.
约翰二书三书特别讲在我们里面的真理,
it speaks of in First, Second, Third John speaks of the truth in us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 今天的许多真理在书本上的,
many times the truth isn't just in the book.
许多真理就在圣经上的,
maybe the truth is just in the Bible.
你什么都读会了,
you've read it, you understood.
你也许读圣经学校,
maybe you went to Bible school.
也许你读神学院,
maybe you went to seminary.
你头脑都装会了,
and in your mind you're very clear.
这些是好的,
it's good.
但是问题是, 有没有在心里面呢?
But the issue, is it in your heart?
真理有没有叫你得出自由呢?
Has the truth given you liberty?
你把属灵人背过来, 你还是没有被得出自由啊?
You memorized the spiritual man, but you still don't have liberty.
因为你没有遇见主,
because you didn't meet the Lord.
你只要遇见主, 弟兄姊妹, 真理就要叫你得出自由。
If you meet the Lord, then the truth will set you free.
所以那个真理当然不只是得救的真理。
Of course, this truth is not only a gospel truth,
也是得胜的真理。
But it is a victorious truth.
得救的真理叫我们重生。
It allows us to be reborn,
叫我们生下来,
so that we are born again.
但得胜的真理叫我们长大,
but this victorious truth allows us to grow.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
你如果读整本的约翰福音的话,
if you read the entire gospel of
God, 充满了得救的真理,
it speaks of the gospel truth.
充满了得胜的真理,
it speaks of the victorious truth.
当你过成圣生活的时候,
when you grow this life of sanctification,
你看路是在主的身上,
you see the way is upon our Lord.
结果你真的得着了成圣的真理,
and then you receive the truth of sanctification.
结果你就碰住你所经历的生命乃是得胜的生命,
and then the life you experience is a victorious life.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不是得胜的生命跟你刚刚得救的生命不一样的生命,
the victorious life and this life after salvation is the same life.
不过现在长大了,
but now it's mature.
所以弟兄姊妹,
sisters,
我们感谢主,
we thank
这就给我们看见, 在这种情形底下,
under these circumstances,
我们就明白什么叫做道路真理和生命。
We know what is the way, the truth, and the life.
不止如此,
not only that,
当你读约翰福音的时候,
when you read the gospel of John,
你也看见教会的真理。
You see the truth of the church.
主说我是真葡萄树。
The Lord says, I am the true vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他在那个楼上讲了那么多的话。
On that upper room, he spoke so many words.
弟兄姊妹, 保罗是讲的教会是基督的身体。
Paul spoke of the church being the body of Christ.
但约翰给我们看, 他是真葡萄树, 我们通通是枝子。
But John shows us that he is the true vine and we are the branches.
那么讲到葡萄树跟枝子的时候,
when we speak of the vine and branches,
然后我们的主怎么说呢?
What did the Lord say?
你知道说枝子跟葡萄树的连结是生命的连结。
The connection between the branches and the grapes is of life.
然后主为教会祷告,
and the Lord prayed for the church,
要他们合而为一,
that they would be one.
不止彼此相爱,
not only love one another,
那个生命的合一好像葡萄树的合一一样,
but that oneness was the oneness of the vine.
不是人工的合一,
it is not of man.
不是两个团体在那里, 在圆桌上面的合一, 不是,
it's not two organizations gathering together.
圣经讲的合一都是以圣徒来做单位的。
In the Bible, when it speaks of oneness, it uses the saints as the unit.
所有团体都要解散, 来回到圣体的合一才对的。
All have to come back to the unity.
因为每一个单位都是圣徒做单位的。
Because the unit of measurement is each saint.
神没有叫我们和团体联合, 没有的。
God did not tell us to be part of an organization.
我们都是枝子。
We are all members.
我们同样的一个生命。
We have one life.
所以弟兄姊妹, 主为我们祷告。
The Lord prayed for us.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
什么叫做教会呢?
What is the church?
就是彼此相爱。
It is to love one another.
能够彼此合一。
So can we be one?
这个时候世人就知道神差了他儿子来。
And the world will then know that the Son was sent.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
当我们读整本的约翰福音的时候,
when we read all of John,
你看见说不只是得救的真理。
Not only do we see the truth of salvation, the truth of victory, but the truth of the church. We know that the Lord's word is very clear. We can't add or take away from the Lord's word. But let's go a little deeper. When we read chapter 14 of John, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But in another place, there's another phrase. That phrase is a very important key. If you only read this phrase in chapter
14,
if you don't read the other phrase, you will not understand this completely. Let us turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1,
第14节,
verse 14.
道成了肉身, 住在我们中间, 充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
那个住在原文是 tabernacle, 就是说支搭帐幕在我们的中间。
This word dwelt means tabernacled among us.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光, 正是父独生子的荣光。
And we beheld his glory, glory as the only begotten.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
这里当然讲到真理了。
It speaks of truth. And it speaks of the word becoming flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth.
然后17节,
Verse 17.
律法本是借着摩西传的恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
那弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
许多时候我们忘记了第一章。
Many times we forget chapter
1.
The word became flesh, full of grace. The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth was realized through Jesus Christ. On one side, John says, we beheld his glory. But on the other hand, he says, nobody has ever beheld God. Only Christ has even manifested him.
Declare him.
He has explained him or declared him.
那我们稍微为着年轻人，我稍微慢一点，我再稍微讲两句。
So let me explain a little further.
如果我们要明白整本的约翰福音,
if we are to understand the entire Gospel of John,
有两把钥匙,
there are two keys,
有两节圣经,
two verses,
可以打开整本的约翰福音,
can open up the entire Gospel of John.
因为在约翰福音里面讲的怀只提到两次。
In the Gospel of John, this word bosom is mentioned twice.
这里给我们看见我们的主是在父的怀里的独生子。
We see that here, he is the begotten of the Father in his bosom.
这里给我们看,约翰福音给我们看见主耶稣乃是神的儿子。
Here, John shows us that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以他说,我与父原为一。
He says, I am one with the Father.
有人算过,
some people have counted. This word Father has appeared 120 times.
主耶稣说我也出现了120次。
And the Lord says, I, that also has shown up 120 times.
只有我们的主说我的父与我原为一。
So only the Lord says, I and the Father are one.
所以约翰福音的确给我们看见主耶稣是神的儿子。
So the Gospel of John shows us that Jesus is indeed the Son of God.
我们的主是在父怀里面。
Our Lord is in the Father's bosom.
我们知道马太福音是狮子的形象。
We know that in Matthew we see the lion.
讲到主耶稣是君王。
That our Lord is the general.
马可福音给我们看见是牛的形象, 主耶稣是仆人。
And Mark we see the ox, that he is a servant.
路加给我们看见人的形象。
And Luke we see the form of man.
约翰给我们看见老鹰的形象。
And in John we see the eagle.
在神所有创造的万物里面,
in all of God's creation,
只有老鹰的眼睛特别的。
Only the eagle's eyes are special.
神创造老鹰眼睛的时候,
When God created the eyes of the eagle,
这个老鹰可以直接看太阳，它的眼睛不会销毁的。
Only the eagle can look directly into the sun without its eyes being destroyed.
从来没有人看见过神。
Nobody has ever seen God.
只有父怀里独生子。
Only the Son in the bosom of the Father.
一面能够瞻仰父神，另一面能够把它表明出来。
Not only has He declared Him, but He has also manifested.
所以这就是约翰福音给我们看，整本的约翰福音给我们看主耶稣怎样是神的儿子。
So this is how the entire Gospel of John shows us that He is the Son of God.
他是独生子。
He is the only begotten.
弟兄姊妹，摆在宇宙里面，他是唯一的一位。
In the universe, He is the only one.
你越看越好看，但是离开我们那么远。
And the more you see how far He is.
好像一盘的花，好像一盘水果摆在空。
It's as if you're a platter of fruit in the sky.
非常的美丽，非常的很好看。
So beautiful.
但是你却吃不到的。
But you can't grab that fruit.
感谢主，约翰福音不只给我们看见空中的花，空中那个果子。
The Gospel of John not only shows us the platter of fruit.
生命在，生命在它里头。
That we see that the life is in Him.
就好像黑门山上的晒水一样。
It's as if the dew of Mount Hermon.
那个水就代表生命。
And that dew represents life.
当鹿看见山上的水，你看那个水在山上。
When the deer sees that dew of water in the mountainside.
但它永远喝不到那个水。
It can never reach that water.
所以只有等到黑门山下那个磐石裂开的时候。
But only when Mount Hermon is cleft.
现在它喝那个水的时候。
Then the water can come and
drink. 它怎么说呢？
Then they can
现在那个水不是在山上。
They say that water is no longer in the mountain.
现在水在我里面。
The water is in me.
你明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
这就是约翰福音。
That's the Gospel of
John. 约翰福音给我们看见生命在他里头。
We see that the Gospel of John shows that life is in him.
但是问题好像在黑门山上一样。
But it's like Mount Hermon.
所以不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这是为什么需要有另外一个怀。
Therefore, we need another bosom.
你知道吗？为了要满达到那个怀
，to reach that bosom.
结果我们的主必须做一些事。
The Lord needs to do something.
磐石需要裂开才可以。
That rock needs to be cleft.
现在不止生命在他里面，现在我们可以生命在我里面。
That life is not only in Him but in us.
你看见吗？为主说，我就是生命。
The Lord said, "I am the life."
所以感谢主，一面给我们看见父子怎样在父怀里。
We see how the Son of God is in the bosom of the Father.
然后我们的主怎样在父里面。
And how the Lord is in the Father.
父怎样住在主的里面。
How the Father is in the Lord.
这主给我们看得很清楚的。
It's very clear.
但你读到十三章的时候。
But when you read chapter 13.
你看见圣经告诉我们说，约翰是在耶稣的怀里。
You see that John was at the bosom of the Lord.
就这两次。
Twice.
你看见吗？
约
翰为什么在主的怀里？
Why was Jesus, what was,
因为这是很重要的一幅图画。
Why was Jesus leaning on his bosom? It was very important.
因为这个是一个很重要代表的图画。
It's a very important picture.
凡是我们客观所看见关于神的儿子的种种。
If we are objectively looking at his son.
他是独生子。
He is the only begotten.
那个是永远的生命。
It is an eternal life.
生命在他里头。
The life is in him.
但是感谢主。
But thank you.
现在生命又到我们里面了。
The life needs to reach us.
结果我们信了耶稣基督之后。
Once we believe in Jesus Christ.
不止我们的主是在父的怀里。
Not only is our Lord in the Father's bosom.
他怎样在父的怀里。
How he is in the Father's
bosom. 我们也怎样在主的怀里。
We are also in his bosom.
他怎样在父里面。
How he is in the Lord's bosom.
我们也怎样住在主里面。
We also abide in the Lord.
主也怎样住在我们里面。
And the Lord abides in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是整个约翰福音要给我们看见的。
This is what John wants to show us.
他不只讲了基督。
Not only Christ.
也讲了 union with Christ, 也讲了与基督联合。
But it speaks of the union with Christ.
那这个怎么可能的呢？
How's that possible?
这个路在哪里呢？
Where's that way?
弟兄姊妹，因为他是道路，他是真理，他也是生命。
Because he is the way, the truth, and the life.
所以很清楚，弟兄姊妹。
Very clear.
当你读前面十二章的时候。
You read the first 12 chapters.
给我们看见他生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
And that life was in him, and that is the light of life.
然后给我们看见神的儿子怎样怎样怎样的。
And it speaks of how the Son is.
神是灵。
That he is spirit.
我们应当在灵里行走。
And we need to walk in the spirit.
神是光。
God is light.
我们在光中行。
We need to walk in light.
所以弟兄姊妹，你如果仔细读约翰福音的话
，If you read John carefully,
我想是非常非常清楚的。
It's very clear.
但是感谢主，
But thank you.
从十三章开始
，Starting from
有一些事情要发生了
，Something's happening.
前面住在道成肉身。
The beginning, the emphasis is on the Word became flesh.
住在主怎么来
？It emphasizes how the Lord arrived.
现在就是我要去了。
But now the Lord says, I shall go.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们做去, 指着十字架来说的,
and going means the cross.
我们就指着他复活, 也指着升天来说的,
it speaks of his resurrection and his ascension.
而且你若仔细读约翰福音,
if you read Gospel of John very carefully, it's very different than the other three Gospels.
前面三本福音书,
the first three Gospels. The emphasis is how the Lord suffered through the cross and then he gained glory.
在约翰福音里面,
in John, when he speaks of crucifixion, he spoke of he was risen up.
It was exalted.
When our Lord was ascended to heaven,
彼得说神将他右手高举,
Peter said that he was exalted at the right hand. And that he was exalted to heaven. That is the same word. So very clear in John. The crucifixion, the resurrection, and the ascension is one thing. When he was crucified, he was exalted.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so, brother,
这个缘故, 现在我们晓得, 现在我们有路了,
now we have a way.
现在我们有真理了,
now we have a
现在我们有生命了,
now we have life.
弟兄姊妹, 现在我们能够在主的怀里,
now we can be in his bosom.
所以一面给我们看见客观的真理,
on one hand, we see the objective truth.
但是圣灵是真理的圣灵,
but the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
祂要引导我们进入一切的真理,
he is to lead us into all truth.
本来我们看见子怎样在父怀里,
on one hand we see the Son and the Father's bosom.
现在我们能够经历我们怎样在主的怀里,
now we can experience us being in his bosom.
所以我们就开始侍奉,
and now we begin to serve.
所以我们开始生活了,
and now we begin to live.
我们开始跟随主了,
we begin to follow him.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
现在你明白吗?
Do you understand?
就是这个缘故, 前面讲真理, 后面也讲真理,
in the very beginning it speaks of truth, at the end it speaks of truth.
第一章讲的道成肉身, 匆匆忙忙, 有恩典, 有真理的时候,
when it speaks of this word became flesh full of grace and truth,
给我们看见个启示,
it gives us a revelation.
所有侍奉神的必须有启示才可以,
all the servants of God have to have revelation.
如果没有启示是没有路的,
if you have no revelation you have no way.
但是光有启示, 没有经历也是没有用的,
but if you only have revelation and no experience there's no way either.
乃是启示加上十字架,
revelation plus the cross,
才成为我们的天职 vocation,
才成为我们的天职。这才成为我们的侍奉。 That is our service.
所以弟兄姊妹, 因着这个缘故, 前面一部分给我们看见那个启示,
so at the very beginning here we see the revelation.
但是后面那部分给我们看见那个经历,
but at the end we see the experience.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见没有?
Do you see that?
道成肉身,
the word became flesh.
我们也看见过他的荣光,
we beheld his glory.
匆匆满满有恩典, 有真理,
full of grace and truth.
从来没有人看见过神,
nobody said, saw that before.
父怀独生子把他表明出来,
and he has been manifest by his son.
律法从摩西来的,
the law came from Moses.
恩典和真理是从耶稣基督来的,
grace and truth were realized.
这是启示,
this is revelation.
我们心里一定要根据启示才可以,
we need to follow revelation.
我们没有第一章就不懂得十四章,
if we don't have chapter 1 we don't understand chapter 14.
我们不懂得第一个怀, 我们就不懂得第二个怀,
if we don't understand the first bosom we don't understand the second bosom.
这就是整本的约翰福音,
this is the entire gospel of John. May the Lord open our eyes.
那么约翰为什么说, 匆匆忙忙有恩典有真理呢?
Why did the Lord say full of grace and truth?
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
约翰自己这个人是完全被神的话充满的,
John himself was completely filled with the word of God.
你如果仔细比较他读圣经跟约翰保罗读圣经就不一样,
if you compare how he studied the word and how Paul studied the word, it's different.
记性好得很,
Paul has a great memory.
你看他怎么引旧约的圣经,
you can see how he remembers the Old Testament words.
你就知道说他是全部背的,
you know that he memorized those
words. 而且一个字都不差的,
he didn't miss any word.
这是保罗,
that's Paul.
约翰不行,
but John,
约翰常常住在主里面,
John's always abode in Christ.
他常常默想不错,
he would always reminisce.
整本旧约圣经都在他后面,
and the Old Testament was always behind him.
但你叫他引一节圣经, 他引不出来的,
but anytime he used a verse he couldn't use it correctly.
你知道在启示录有200多次旧约的圣经,
and in Revelation 200 or plus times the Old Testament is mentioned.
但节的圣经大概还比较准, 背得差不多的,
but he only memorized about half a verse correctly.
所以他的记性赶不上保罗,
so his memory was not as good as
那他有一个好处啊。
But he had a good.
他天天住在主里面。
He had a benefit that he abode in Christ all the time.
天天默想主的话。
He always reminisced the word.
所以弟兄姊妹，当他讲这段话的时候。
So when he spoke these words.
你知道他背后有一个图画的。
There's a picture behind.
这个背后有一个人的。
There's a person behind.
那个人要侍奉神。
This one wants to serve
God. 那个人是在神的全家境中的。
This is one who serves God wholeheartedly.
那个人是谁呢？
Who is this person?
那当然就是摩西了。
And that's Moses.
所以你明白吗？
Do you see that?
为什么在这里他讲摩西呢？
Why does he speak of Moses?
他说。 从来没有人看见过神。
He says nobody has seen God.
那么弟兄姊妹，摩西也曾经想看见神呢。
Do you remember Moses wanted to see God?
摩西为什么要这样做呢？
Why did Moses want to do that?
你记不记得？
Do you remember?
摩西不是把以色列人从埃及领出来吗？
Do you remember when Moses led the people out of Israel?
终于到了旷野。
Out of Egypt. And they finally arrived at the
wilderness.
And then the law came. Moses was over 80 years. And he responded to his calling. He's truly a servant of God. In his whole household. 40 days and nights he was before the Lord.
结果以色列人以为他不见了。
And the people of Israel thought he disappeared.
结果他拜了金牛犊。
And they had the golden calf.
他们起初说, 凡是神所吩咐, 我们都要遵行。
So whatever the Lord commands, we are to obey.
他们不认识他们自己。
But they don't know themselves.
律法是一面镜子给我们看见我们不行。
So the law is a mirror to show us that we can't do it.
他们说我们行。
They said we are able.
弟兄姊妹, 摩西还没有下山, 他们就已经犯罪了。
Moses, before he even came down the mountain, they were sinned.
结果后来摩西看见了。
So when Moses saw that,
你看见吗? 就把法板弄废了,
and he threw down the tablets.
然后把偶像摩神粉撒在水面上。
And he ground the calf and
poured
the water.
有三个利未人站在这一边, 杀他们的弟兄。
And then the Levites killed their brother.
然后他就来到神的面前。
And then he came before God's presence.
弟兄姊妹, 你如果读那段圣经,
if you read that part of the scripture,
那一次 摩西是个垂头丧气的摩西。
That Moses was a Moses one that was full of disappointment.
你看见吗? 他神托付给他这一班百姓。
He had given the God had entrusted
to
him. He wanted to bring them to the land of Canaan.
还没有到迦南美地,
before the land of Canaan.
就已经拜祭偶像来了。
They already worshiped idols.
这个工作还要做吗?
Was he going to continue to
work? 摩西是爱主的。
Moses loved the Lord.
200万的百姓怎么办呢?
What about his people?
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
You see that?
等到摩西真的要侍奉神的时候,
when Moses truly wanted to serve,
他起头还不觉得侍奉有多困难。
He didn't think service was that difficult at the beginning.
他曾经是摩西的王, 曾经是埃及的王子。
He was actually the prince of Egypt.
他很学习了埃及所有一切的学问。
He learned all of the education of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹, 现在慢慢他才看见说,
slowly he sees,
神的工作只有神可以做。
Only God can do God's work. No man can do God's work.
所以没有多久就失败在他眼前。
And then he failed very
soon.
So he came before God and prayed.
他在那叹气。
He sighed.
圣经里面告诉我们他祷告一半就点点点。
And then the Bible shows us that he prayed and then dot dot dot.
然后神告诉他怎么说呢?
And what did God say?
好，你们还是到迦南美地去。
He said, you shall still go to the land of Canaan.
我要打发使者带你们去。
I will send an angel before you.
把你们敌人通通赶出去。
And I'll take you there.
你们将来还是个大国。
You're still a great nation.
你们还是到迦南美地。
You'll still go to the land of Canaan.
一切都还好好的。
Everything's fine.
但是我不跟你们上去了。
But I will not go with you.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, without God's presence, they can still have on the surface something. Just like people of Israel. That's how it was.
里面属灵的光景已经不行了。
The inside, spiritually, the condition was bad.
外面的架子还在啊,
but there was still a structure outside.
你看外面什么都是好的, 石头也越来越大的。
Everything outside was great.
但是弟兄姊妹, 让我们记得, 但是呢，你看，摩西从表面上来看，
Moses on the surface，
他还有工作可以做，
there is still a work that he can do，
还是可以到迦南美地，
he can still go to the land of Canaan，
这下他不行，
but now he can't，
所以他在神面有个祷告，
so he had a prayer，
他有两个祷告，
he had two prayers，
第一个祷告，
first prayer，
神啊， 求你把你的道路指示给我，
Lord show me your way，
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
那个最能干的摩西， 他说我没有路，
the once more most capable Moses, he says, I can no longer
show you. 神啊,
please show me your way.
没有你的同在，我也不去。
Without your presence, I cannot go.
没有你同在，我不干了。
If without your presence, I'm not going to do anything.
弟兄姊妹，你敢不敢对神有这样的祷告？
Do you dare, brothers and sisters, to have this prayer?
如果你做了那么多的工，
if you had so much work,
你结了那么多果子，
you bore so much fruit,
那个局面都在。
On the surface,
敌人都赶出去了。
The enemy has been cast out.
但是我要问弟兄姊妹，
but I ask,
如果主没有与我们同去，你要去吗？
If the Lord is not present with us, do you still want to go?
没有主的同在是没有路的，弟兄姊妹。
Without His presence, there's no way.
所以摩西说，求神把道路启示给我。
So Moses says, please show me your way.
不止如此。
Not only that.
他还有另外一个祷告。
He had a second prayer.
神啊，求你让我看见你的荣耀。
Lord, let me behold your glory.
这是求启示的祷告。求启示的祷告。
That is a prayer for a prayer of revelation.
弟兄姊妹，今天许多侍奉的人，
many those who serve the Lord,
觉得我圣经会了。
They feel I know the Bible.
我受了一点训练。
I've been trained.
有的人在哪里哪里受过训练。
I've been trained here.
现在我就可以侍奉神了。
So I can serve now.
弟兄姊妹，迟早有一天你要看见你没有路了。
Sooner or later you will see you have no more way.
弟兄姊妹，到那个时候你有两个祷告。
So at that point you have two prayers.
一个祷告就是求主给我那条路。
Pray that the Lord will show us.
我侍奉没有路了。
I've served and I want the way.
第二，我要求启示。
Second, I pray for revelation.
如果没有启示，做不下去。
Without revelation, I can't continue.
所以弟兄姊妹，你我必须看见神的荣耀才可以。
You and I need to see His glory.
如果没有神的荣耀，
without His glory,
你做的半死。
You do all this work.
你的命都赔上了。
You've given up your life.
有许多弟兄姊妹真的很忠心的。
So many brothers and sisters, so faithful.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
你要像摩西要说我不干了。
You're going to say like Moses.
没有你同在，我不干。
Without your presence, I give up.
没有你启示，没有你，你不指引我那条路，我不走了。
Without your way, I'm not going to walk.
我没有看见荣耀，我不去了。
If I do not behold your glory, I will not move on.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？神悦纳那个祷告。
God listened to his prayer.
我神告诉他说，
But God said,
你不能看见我的面。
You cannot see my face.
从来没有人看见。
Nobody has ever seen my face.
要忘记人堕落犯罪了。
Remember, man has fallen
into sin. 这是不可能一件事情。
It's impossible.
天不会再开了。
The heavens will not open again.
天等到主回来，主来到地上才开的。
Only when the Lord returns will the heavens open again.
来主为我们钉十字架。
When the Lord crucified for us.
然后斯蒂凡才看见天开了。
That is when Stephen can see the heavens open.
才看见神的荣耀。
Then he can see God's glory.
所以罪人是根本看不到的，不可能的。
So sinners cannot see him.
但是神说，
God said,
我把你藏在磐石穴里面。
I'm going to hide you in the cleft of the rock.
然后呢，等我荣耀过去。
And when my glory passes.
然后呢，你看见是我的背，不是看见我的面。
Then you will see my back, not my face.
所以摩西的侍奉不是在神的面前的侍奉。
The service of Moses wasn't in the before the face of the Lord.
他乃是在神的背影前面侍奉的。
But he served in God's back.
这是旧约的侍奉。
That is the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹，虽然如此，
even though
神还是显出他的荣耀来。
Yet God still showed forth His glory.
所以神就宣告他的名。
So the Lord declared His name.
我想我们好不好？你很快翻到那里好不好？就是出埃及记三十四章。
Let us turn quickly there. Exodus chapter 34.
三十四章。
Exodus 34.
第五节。
Verse 5.
耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。
And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord.
耶和华在他面前宣告说。
And then the Lord said,
耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神。不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And the Lord proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
神终于把他的荣耀启示给。
God show forth His glory.
虽然他只看见他的背。
Even though he only saw his back.
但神启示他自己。
But God revealed Himself.
他是有怜悯有恩典的神。
He is one with loving kindness.
不轻易发怒。
Slow to anger.
然后下面说，有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And abounding in loving kindness and truth.
圣经学者告诉我们说，
Bible scholars tell us,
如果你懂得希腊文跟希伯来文中间的关系的话，
If you understand the relationship between the Greek
and Hebrew, 这句话就是丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
The word here is abounding in grace and truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 现在你明白吗?
Now you understand.
这个启示乃是基督的启示。
This revelation is the revelation of Christ.
在基督还没有来以前,
before Christ came,
你看见神就把他自己的儿子向摩西启示了。
Here, God already revealed his son to Moses.
你的侍奉不过是根据律法的侍奉。
Your service is according to the law.
但是恩典和真理乃从耶稣基督来的。
But the grace and truth comes from Christ.
丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
Abounding in grace and truth.
弟兄姊妹, 摩西这个时候是个失败的摩西,
Moses is a failed Moses,
是否没有路的摩西,
a Moses with no way,
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
现在他有路了,
now he has a way,
现在看见真理了,
he sees the truth,
他认识神了,
he knows God,
因为他认识基督了,
because he knows Christ,
因为恩典和真理乃是耶稣基督来的,
because grace and truth comes from Christ.
所以圣经说摩西急忙地下拜,
so here the Bible says that Moses made haste to bow low.
说主啊,我若在你眼前蒙恩,
he says, if I have now found favor in your sight,
求你在我们中间同行,
Lord, grant us to go along in our midst.
弟兄姊妹感谢主, 他抓住基督了,
he grabbed the Christ,
抓住基督的启示了,
he grabbed the revelation of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,然后最后说, 以我们为你的产业,
so that we can be your possession.
感谢主,
thank you.
表面上以色列是失败的,
on the surface they have failed,
但是你不会失败,
but you will not fail.
只要是以基督做中心的侍奉,
as long as it's a Christ-centered service,
最后这些人要成为你的产业,
and then they will be your possession.
感谢主, 弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
就在这样一幅图画里面,
in this picture,
约翰福音给我们看见, 道成了肉身,
the gospel shows us that the word became flesh.
现在我们有了启示,
and we have revelation.
我们清楚了弟兄姊妹,
now we're clear.
我们看见过他的荣光,
we've seen his beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten.
这是约翰的见证,
this is the testimony
所以今天我们的侍奉,
of John. So our service today
是在神面前的侍奉,
is our service before God.
你天天与他面对面,
when you see him face to face,
你慢慢就认识他,
then you know him,
你就认识什么叫真理,
then you know what is the truth.
不止如此,
not only that,
来到他的面前,
when you arrive in
Jesus,
you come before the tree of life, and you come before the water of life.
你看基督果然是道路,
and Christ is indeed the way, the truth, and the life.
所以但愿主把这些话印在我们的身上,
may the Lord truly put these words in our lives.
我们低头简单的祷告,
let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主, 我们真是把这些话交在你的手里,
Lord, we want to give these words back into your heart.
聚会能够散去, 但是这话永远不过去。
Even though the meeting will end, may these words not end.
求你今天晚上抓住我们。
May you grab hold of us tonight.
在睡觉以前就抓住我们。
May you grab hold of us even before we go
to sleep. 对我们每一个人说话。
May you speak to each and every one.
虽然我们要见我们的弟兄们,
even though we are to meet our brothers,
但是我们求你, 但愿这一次叫我们能见你的面。
But may we actually see your face.
叫我们不再一直凭着字句侍奉, 一直好像在你的背影面前侍奉。
Lord, not as if we were serving only in your back.
但愿我们真的能面对面来侍奉你。
But may we serve you face to face.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
祝福你自己的话。
Do bless your word.
我们把明天和这整个周这个礼拜的聚会都交在你的手里。
We commit the meetings of this week into your hands.
但愿你的同在是空前的。
May your presence be here.
但愿你同在是从来没有过的。
May your presence be here as it's never been before.
让我们决定真是把我们带到黑门山下, 带我们到变化山上。
So that we can be even taken to the Mount of Transfiguration.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.